In the past few days, this channel has gained a lot of new subscribers. I just want to welcome all of you new folks here. Welcome to End Times Productions. Let me just say something that you might not expect to hear from me. I love you. Whether you're a subscriber, a new subscriber, a former subscriber, or you've never subscribed at all, I love you. Even if you've criticized me, if you've misunderstood me, or if you're a fan, if you're a supporter, it doesn't matter. I love you all. I don't care if you're from Boston and you think I've got something against you. I don't. This video isn't about drama. It's not about supposed beef. There is no beef with anybody. It's not about ego. No, it's about Jesus Christ. And it's about what he's done in me and what he can do to you. You see, before I knew Christ, I was a different person. I was aggressive. I was angry. The job I had right before I started making videos was a bouncer at a strip club. My job wasn't to make peace. It was to fight, to protect people, yes, but through brute force. My life, the way I was brought up, it taught me to see the world in terms of enemies and allies. But here's the truth, everybody. That part of me, that man, he's gone. He's not in control anymore. Because when I met Jesus, everything began to change. He didn't just patch up the rough edges, no. He began a total transformation of who I am and who I was at the time, which is still ongoing today. Yes, I'm human. Yes, I make mistakes. Nobody's perfect. There's not one single perfect person on this earth. Now, I run this channel. Not for views, not for likes, but to shine a light into the darkness. To bring hope to people who are lost, broken, and wandering around like I once was. I make videos for people like me, people like who I used to be. I don't make videos for Christians, per se. I'm not trying to entertain the body of Christ. I'm trying to shine a light on the darkness so that unbelievers, so that the misguided souls might see that light and follow it back to its source. This channel exists for him, for the glory of God, not for drama. Not for division, not for hate. Because any type of drama takes the focus off of him and it puts it onto the people who's involved in the drama. If a channel makes a video about me and I make a response video, well, guess what? That's taking the focus off of Jesus Christ, which is a mistake. So I don't really care what other people have to say. If you love me, I love you too. If you don't love me, I love you anyway. I don't care what you say. I don't care. I really don't care what people say because I'm on a mission here. Have I made mistakes in the past? Of course I have. Have I spoken harshly about people? Of course I have. Do I regret that? With all my heart. Because anything I do that takes the focus off of the Lord is a mistake. Because I've gone before the Lord in prayer and I've repented. I do it all the time, daily, because we are all sinners and everybody should because everybody's a sinner. I go to the Lord and I ask him to help me resist those urges. The desire to defend myself if attacked, to clap back, to fight, to be aggressive, because Lord knows I need it. But here's the thing, like I said before, I don't want to take the focus off of him, so I won't. And you have to remember what Jesus told us. He said, because I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Matthew chapter 5, verse 44. And look, I'm not saying this because people are persecuting me. I'm saying this because this is how everybody should respond. I'm saying this because this is the Lord's instructions to us. So love your enemies. I do. Truly do. The truth is, actually, I really don't view anybody as an enemy. Nobody. If you hate me, I love you. I don't hate you. I don't care if you hate me. If you're a fan, if you love me, if you follow me, if you support what I do, I love you just as much. If you're angry at me because I don't support Flat Earth, that's fine. I don't care. Still love you. If you think I support NASA, that's hilarious because I don't support NASA. Nobody supports NASA. I still love you. It doesn't matter if you leave positive comments filled with the joy of the Lord and just super supportive and helpful comments, or if you leave terrible, angry, hurtful comments. If you try and mock me, it doesn't matter. You're not my enemy. No matter what you say to me will not make you my enemy. It doesn't matter. You are a child of God. You're made in his image. You might not see it yet, but I certainly do. And the people who have been here for a long time, you guys all know this. I love you guys. And that's why I say this. Everybody belongs here. The people who agree with me, the people who don't agree with me, all of my subscribers, all of my non-subscribers, the people who lurk, it doesn't matter. You belong here. I don't care if you're an atheist, what you've done in your life, it doesn't matter. It's not some strange gated community. No, this is a family. We are a family. We are the body of Christ, and I will try to love you just like Christ loves me. Will I be able to do that? No, because he's the Lord, he's God, but he is still my role model, and I look to him to guide me. Look, we're all sinners, every one of us. Romans chapter 3, verse 23 says, for we have all sinned and fell short in the glory of God. The difference isn't perfection, it's repentance. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. We all fall short. Everybody does. The Bible says that nobody's perfect. And every day I literally ask the Lord to help me resist temptations. You see, my life is filled with the joy of the Lord. But sometimes I fail. And if it wasn't for Him, I'd fail all the time. But the Lord is patient. He's loving. And He always calls us back to Him. I know some people who are listening to this. They're hurting. They're in pain. People who have been chewed up and spit out by life. People who have been betrayed by friends, abandoned by family, attacked online, or who are hated for who they are. I get it. I felt that way too. But here's the truth. And this truth saved me. Romans chapter 5 verse 8 says, "But God shows His love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Guys, that's not just a verse. That's everything. Jesus didn't want to wait for us to come clean, to clean up our act before He loved us. He didn't want to wait for us to apologize before He paid the price for our sin. He paid the price first so that we can ask for forgiveness. He loved us in our worst moments. He loved us in our best moments. And if He can do that for us, He can do that to you too. And in fact, He's already done it for you. So to everybody watching, the fans, the supporters, the subscribers, even the critics, the skeptics, and those people who live in Boston, I love you. I forgive you. And I invite you to stay as a friend, because this channel isn't about me. It's about Him. And no matter what people do, no matter what people say, it's not going to affect us, because we're going to keep exposing the darkness. We're going to keep preaching hope, and we're going to keep helping the lost find their way home. And we'll do it together, because Jesus Christ is Lord and love, real biblical love, the love of the Lord. It never fails. I just want to close this off with 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 and 5. Love is patient. Love is kind. It keeps no record of wrongs. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32, be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. Oh, and by the way, if you guys are wondering where this video was filmed, I filmed this myself at Carlsbad Caverns National Park in New Mexico. The full video is on my other channel, Nature Realm. If you guys want to go check it out, I'll put a link in the description. All right, everybody, thanks for watching. God bless you all.